Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we are going to take a look at something which is extraordinarily Swiss. And if you've been in this country for any length of time, you would have noticed it. Because today on Swiss Up, we're going to take a closer look at something which is as Swiss as chocolate and cheese. That is Aromat, the country's favourite condiment.
Yes.
Aromat. So where do these come from? You see it everywhere, certainly in restaurants, the spring. Where, you know, what is it?
Well, Aromat is, first of all, a quite iconic packaging, right? It is this yellow and green aluminium tin with the red plastic lid, and it can really be found on lots of restaurant tables and in canteens all across the country, and it forms sort of a holy trinity on the table together with salt and pepper. So salt, pepper, and Aromat. Maybe not in the more modern types of restaurants is where you can find it, but in the more older traditional bistro kind of restaurants, or certainly on your favorite ski resort restaurant, you will be able to find Aromat on the table to sprinkle over your French fries or so.
Right, and of course you say it has iconic packaging. I think I'd probably be right in saying that iconic packaging hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't changed for
years, because Aromat has been around for a very long time.
Yes, it is actually this year that the country celebrates the 70th birthday of this condiment that makes just about any dish taste better, or so they say.
Right. If you haven't tried it, you should. Okay, so those who might be slightly bemused by this and Aromat, and it is one of those things, because the packaging, I think, is so eye-catching, it is one of those things that I think you know that you've seen it, even if you've never tried it. So I think we have to ask the very simple question, Dario, we'll start off with this. What is it exactly?
Well, quite simply, it is iodized table salt, glutamate, flavor enhancer, lactose, wheat starch, yeast extract, spices, vegetable oils, anti-caking agent, and mushroom extract. So a highly transformed condiment. Visually, it is a slightly yellowish powder, and it tastes salty and savory.
Okay, and it was a big hit when it first started. When it first hit the shelves, everybody liked it.
Well, yes, and they applied a certain trick. So, as you said, it was already in the 50s when it was introduced. It was popular really quickly because Knorr, the company who produced Aromat to this day, but who is now part of Unilever, just for those of us who are curious about these kinds of information, Knorr gave away about 30,000 tins of Aromat to different restaurants in 1953, and that strategy worked really well. Just 1 year later, 80% of the Swiss population knew the product already, but Aromat also became popular so quickly because it fit perfectly within the zeitgeist of the 1950s. At that time, the household was automated. Washing machines, electric stoves, and vacuum cleaners were introduced and promised to save time. And so sprinkled seasoning that adds flavor instantly to any dish fit perfectly within this concept and within the mindset of the people at the time.
Okay, so Aromat, as you know, is extremely popular in Switzerland, but it can actually be bought in other countries as well. But Switzerland really remains its base. But there is one interesting exception to this.
Yes. So, yes, there is one other country where Aromat seems to be similarly popular, and that is South Africa. So really? There is even a dedicated Aromat South Africa YouTube channel. And I tried to find some other YouTube channels based on Aromat and also curated by the brand. But you can't actually find other YouTube channels. So for example, in Switzerland, there is not an official Aromat Switzerland YouTube channel created by Knorr, but in South Africa, there is one. And on this channel, you can find different commercials and even short films about the product. So they're like, they have these comedians doing sketch comedy with Aromat on this YouTube channel from South Africa. So it's quite interesting to check that out maybe sometime. And on that channel, I also discovered that in South Africa, they even had the Pringles chips with Aromat a few years ago, a thing that I'm not sure was even introduced in Switzerland. So they have their whole own separate Aromat thing going on in South Africa.
Yeah, I thought if they're going to bring in Aromat flavored Pringles, Switzerland would be the country to do that in. Come on, I don't know who owns Pringles these days. It used to be P&G.
Somebody give them a call.
Yeah. Anyways, yes, we want Aromat flavored Pringles, please. However, that all said, as you say, it's 70 years old. Is it now showing its age a bit? Is it perhaps losing a little bit of that luster it's held for so long?
It does indeed show a bit of weakness. And the reason is some of its main ingredients, they are to blame. So first of all, the flavor enhancer glutamate, which is being demonized by nutrition conscious people, but also to some degree the use of palm oil in its recipe. So glutamate and palm oil both got a bit of bad press in recent years.
Not unjustifiably so, I would actually...
Justifiably so, obviously. For palm oil, obviously, for environmental reasons, because the palm oil plantations, they are mostly created at the expense of jungle, right, of forest.
Right.
And then glutamate has gotten bad press for possible links to I'm not sure if it is cancer, but it's just about like being unhealthy.
Although, it's not good for you.
It's not proven that it is unhealthy, but sometimes it's just enough for people to think that something is unhealthy, right?
Right.
And then in general, the signs of the time point more towards natural foods rather than highly processed industrial condiments like Aromat. So in this whole context, Aromat certainly doesn't live its best years, although there are no numbers published by Unilever on no sales numbers about Aromat, which is also a bit of an indication that it's probably not skyrocketing. So, yes, Aromat has seen better years.
Okay, although that said, it's too early to sign its death certificate just yet, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And this is also due to the fact that the company is trying to win back some customers by changing the recipe and replacing, for example, the glutamate with yeast flakes in some of its products. And probably you can imagine that the palm oil is also going to go at some point, at least for some of its products.
I can certainly see perhaps soon Aromat containers with the, let's say, the banner on it saying no palm oil or fresh ingredients or something like that. Yes, a bit of a rebrand. But if you haven't tried Aromat, and if you go to a restaurant and it's there on the table, you should give it a go. Ready and and see
try
what
some on your fries.
Yes,
or on
fries.
A boiled egg. Mm.
Yeah,
delicious.
Yes, yes. So you grew up with it, didn't you, Dario? I guess.
Well, I grew up, but to be completely honest, I don't currently have one at home.
You don't,
because yes, it is also something. You know, it's a bit like, you know, do you add ketchup to every spaghetti dish? Probably not at starting a certain age. And it's a bit similar with the Aromat for me. But although it is certainly a bit of a nostalgia product, It is definitely among the products that maybe Swiss people traveling abroad or living abroad would bring along, or would ask other Swiss people visiting to bring along with them, because it's a bit of a nostalgia condiment.
So
do put it on, you do feel homey.
Right. So the Swiss abroad, as they're called, where they have visitors. Oh, bring a container of Aromat with you. Okay. Right, there you go. Aromat, very very Swiss, and the shocking news that Dario doesn't have any. I'm shocked by that. All right, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up and Aromat. And if you would like to hear that episode again and others in the series, then you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.